Io sono Pierpaolo Spinazzè, in arte Cibo.
I'm Pier Paolo Spinazze, and I go by the name Cibo. I'm 37 and have been street painting for 22 years.
Sono in strada da 22 anni. Come tutte le cose belle, è cominciato un po' per
Like
scherzo.
all good things, it started partly as a joke and partly through necessity. Verona's full of neo-fascist graffiti, and I've always wanted to remove it. Since I know how to draw, I thought, I'm going to do it. And I did. The connection it's created with people has been really lovely and has convinced me I've been doing the right thing.
Vado a farlo e sono andato a farlo. La gente era molto divertita da questa cosa.
People were really amused by it because they were used to seeing these negative slogans, and when I brought these colors to the walls, they were illuminated with joy.
Si sono illuminati.
Cibo means food, and as his name suggests, it's Pier Paolo's exclusive subject for his street art.
È stato scelto proprio perché rappresenta noi,
I chose it because it represents all of us and our traditions. Then there are personal, emotional aspects that link us to food, so it was a response that everyone could understand. It wasn't political or partisan, it was simply food, colourful and tasty. The most simple answer to a horrible problem.
La risposta più semplice è un bruttissimo problema.
Cibo may paint a huge wedge of parmigiano or a giant slice of pumpkin. When it inevitably gets defaced, he simply goes back and adds to it, sometimes transforming one ingredient into an entire dish.
Per loro si fanno delle ricette apposta. Per esempio, la caprese è un
I create recipes especially for them. For example, insalata caprese, a typically Italian dish, which is green, white and red, like the Italian flag. A fascist finds it hard to daub on top of our flag, so it's an artistic solution to the problem. Then it's also interesting that in a caprese, basil originally comes from India, mozzarella is Italian, and tomato is Colombian. So even in cooking, you can show how behind our flag there's integration and a connection between peoples. Not that fascists really get it, but we do.
Non capisce, ma questo è nostro.
Cibo says he only ever paints in broad daylight, never at night, because he wants people to see what he's doing.
Perché anche loro devono farlo.
They should be doing it too, and some are. And because I use social networks a lot, I've motivated people all over the world who sent me photos of their work eliminating this kind of graffiti.
Ho le foto dei loro lavori, delle loro sistemazioni.
Cibo's artistic crusade began 11 years ago after a friend was beaten to death by a group of neo-fascists for refusing them a cigarette. It inspired him to fight, using culture and irony instead of violence.
Ora sto scegliendo i colori che
I'm choosing the colors I'll need to eliminate the swastika.
Cancellare la svastica.
So what are you planning to paint?
Io vorrei disegnare un tortellino.
I want to draw a tortellino, because the location is just next to a pasta factory that makes tortellini. So it'll be in keeping with the environment, and people will hopefully appreciate it.
Facciamo una cosa gradita.
Cibo still does the noisy job of shaking up his spray paints before he goes out. A throwback to his less civically responsible days, stealthily painting on the sides of trains.
You see this as a mission.
Ah, sì che è una missione. Senza di me qua sarebbe tutto.
Of course, it's definitely a mission. If it weren't for me, this area would be full of slogans. Where you see food on the walls round here, underneath, it was full of fascist daubs. It's very important.
C'è una roba importantissima.
Cibo has over 175,000 followers on Instagram, and Facebook friends continually message him about fresh symbols and slogans to paint over. But his anti-fascist campaign has made him numerous enemies too.
Beh, sì, ma la roba più fastidiosa è che vanno anche a casa dei miei genitori.
Yes, but the most unpleasant thing is that they go to my parents' house. I haven't lived with them for 10 years, but they still go and make a mess, throw rubbish in their garden, draw swastikas on their doorbell. So we're talking about people who aren't just getting at me, but at my loved ones. They're certainly not the mafia, just a few idiots, but a few organized idiots can be dangerous.
quattro stupidi organizzati e sono abbastanza pericolosi, insomma.
Are you afraid?
No, beh, paura no. So che non posso andare in determinati.
No, I'm not afraid, but I know there are some places I can't go to. Sometimes I have to sacrifice my freedom for my civil commitment.
L'impegno civico richiedeva una mia determinazione.
Before he's had time to finish his tortellino, the police arrive and take down Cibo's details.
I'm used to it, and it's much better they should come rather than the others.
But they were nice. Sono stati gentili.
Sono sempre gentili.
They're always nice. I am too. At the end of the day, I'm working for the good of the community.
Per il bene comune.
Danny Mitzman, DW Radio, Verona.